You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
All right. So just like everybody else, I've probably got a handful of stories to tell, but the one of the more memorable ones, I'm about 16 years old. I got a couple of pretty cool older brothers, about 16 years my senior. One would do productive things with me. One would do the partying with me. So I get my partying brother that wants to grab me up when I'm 16 with a childhood friend of his and think it's a good idea for us to beer bong 2 half gallons of R&R whiskey.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you're lucky you didn't die.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the whole point about it. I had a bedroom that was in the attic, and the stairs to get into this bedroom were like climbing a ladder. Well, I got my mother that shows up about 9 o'clock at night, comes up to the bedroom door, and I apparently tumbled from the top of the stairs, and I don't have any recollection of this, tumbled from the top of the stairs all the way to the bottom and smacked my head on the ground and laid there. So
it didn't wake you up?
No, she ended up shaking me a little bit and getting me coherent again enough to stand me up and start smacking everybody around.
All right.
I'm guessing she could just smell it on your breath.
Oh, yeah, and the cross eyes probably didn't help very much.
Well, surely you puked and had a terrible next day, right?
You could say that again. I think I puked for about 20 hours straight, probably following the next day.
So, can you?
But still, good time.
If I even opened a bottle of Rich and Rare, would you run away from it now?
I probably would.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Jack Daniels. I went a little bit hard in my late teenage years with Jack Dan, so I just get that sour smell from it, and I used to love the stuff.
So if you were to go to the bar now, what would your typical order be?
I'm more so a Scotch guy, but if I go just mid-grade, you can't really go wrong with Jameson.
I can.
I'm with you.
I can go very wrong with Jameson. I disagree with you. Yeah. Put it to the test, brother. Yeah.
What a fight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But same older brother when I was 13 got me hammered probably harder than I've been at that time in life. And oddly enough, I get out on the back deck to go have a smoke. Yeah, everything was done at an early age. Go to go back into his apartment there and face planted into his sliding glass door.
Did you break it?
Me down too. No, I did not, but it broke me. I fell straight on my back and kind of laid there with a good laugh for a minute.
What else were you doing at 13?
I'd rather not get into that right now.
Okay.
Should I even ask if your brothers are still around? Do you still drink with them?
My older brother is still around. He's pushing 60 now. I just turned 40. Real good guy. I'll give him a shout out if that's okay. My big brother, Brett Thunstrom. He's been a lot of fun to hang with over the years.
All Seems right. that way.
Wow, 13, man. I was still just masturbating and picking my nose.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, but it's the wrong James.
Hola.
Hola. That's the one I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Good to hear from you.
Oh, hey, bro. All right, so me and a friend, we were walking home after a night of partying, you know, it's mostly weed, And we came across my older brother, but all my brothers are older. And this brother, he was hammered. And my friend wants to make sure that my brother John gets home safely. Well, he's my brother, and I know better. So, I'm telling him, nope, he's fine, let's just go. And the friend just keeps insisting and insisting. And he finally goes to my brother and tells my brother that he's coming with us. And my brother, on the side of the road, bends down, picks up a dead possum, and he begins to beat him with it.
What? What? Where are you?
At the time, it was Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
And how badly did he beat him with the dead possum?
Well, it wasn't like there was any serious injury, but he beat him bad enough where he finally decided that maybe I was right. We shouldn't worry about him getting home.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not wrong. At the point that someone's beating me with the dead possum, I say, you know what, man, you do you. You go ahead and do you. I'm done.
Have you been back to Toledo, Ohio?
Oh, yeah, I go back there every now and then. I grew up there, and it's a great place to live.
I was going to say, it is amazing that a place that's on such a beautiful piece of land, you know, stretching out over what, Lake Erie, I believe?
Lake Erie, yeah.
So it's gorgeous. And you get up and you're in the city and you're like, what happened here?
Yeah.
Like, you cannot believe that they took one of the most beautiful places you could. I realize there's lake effect snow and all that crap.
But it's Rust Belt stuff,
but
man.
But other than that, man, when you go there, you're like, oh my God.
But
why?
The thing about the Rust Belt, you always wanted to be near water based on what your industry was, right? It's all factory. It's all blue collar. But then when that industry dries up, it's like, this is actually just ugly.
Yeah. Hey, James, random question for you. Can you walk around Toledo with an open container?
Not legally.
All right.
Not legally.
Not like it stopped me, but, you know, so yeah, you can, but not legally.
Now, and my brother were having this conversation about, like, outside of, like, Vegas and New Orleans, I don't know where you can do it, and then I found some guy just traveling the country. He's like, I love Toledo. You can just walk down the street with a beer. And I was like, I wonder if
did he
legal.
Do it?
So, even if it's not legal, do they care, right? So, like, before weed was legalized in Washington State, one thing about Seattle was you could walk down the street, smoke a joint. The cops would just tell you to butt it out, but you weren't in any real legal trouble. Would it be about the same?
Largely. It depends if you just come across a cop that got a bad donut that day.
Okay, I got you. Bad donut.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, and he's gone.
Oh, that could be the phone lines.
You
I
know
don't
what?
Know.
It's not Toledo. It's Canton.
Canton. Oh, really?
I just Googled it. Vegas, Savannah, Erie, Pennsylvania.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, Memphis.
Memphis.
Yep.
Yeah.
You would think that would be one town where they go, no.
No. I mean, in Memphis, I think you're better just to let people do that.
Instead of getting involved.
Right. You got Beale Street, and then you have the rest of Memphis. But it's kind of like when you walk through Baltimore, right? No one has a yard, so to speak, but everyone has their front stoop, marble stairs that lead up, and all of these guys are drinking.
But that also is their front yard, kind of. Just the way it's built. If you live in those
rural
homes.
But you're on a public sidewalk. But the cops never gave them grief, because unless you were getting drunk and doing a fight or something, it's the equivalent of doing like a front yard barbecue.
Exactly.
It's just you had no yard. But it's still technically not legal to have an open container, but if I'm sitting on your front steps and I live two blocks away and I got to go home and do something, like, I could take my 40 with me. And if the cops ask, you're like, hey, man, I live right there and I left from the spot. And they're like, cool.
That's why you had brown bags.
Right.
Because it's pretty simple.
We know what you're doing.
The cops are annoyed. They don't want to ticket everybody for having an open container. So it's like, look, I love college tailgating. There isn't a college campus in this country that says it's okay to drink in our parking lot. You know what
right.
I mean? So, like, even as adults, you generally have your beer in a koozie or you put it in a red cup, just out of respect for the cops working. Like, you know what I mean?
And the cops don't even say, like, dude, put it in a cup.
Exactly.
I know you're drinking beer, but
if I see that,
me from having
then
to
I
do
have
it.
To do something.
And I don't want to. So just put it in a cup. And they would want you poured in a cup.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Copter Lake, great. That's all we ask. That's a simple ask.
What would an alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
I saw a fight almost break out one day on Capitol Hill. And literally, the cop is sitting in his car, right? And he's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Right.
The guy throws the punch, and you can hear him go, God damn it. Right. Just like throws it into park, and then he's got to hop out and like grab the guy.
Yeah. That's all they're saying. Hello, Seth. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, I was out with my girlfriend at the time. I was probably like 21, and just absolute drunken stupor. Partying all night. Came home. I'm blacked out. I decided that, you know, it's probably my girlfriend at the time decided it's probably a real good idea for me to, you know, go to bed. So I did. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, and she sees me, and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to take a piss. And she's like, well, why are you in the blinds and trying to get out the window? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just trying to take a piss. Leave me alone. That kind of thing. And she's like, no, literally, you're trying to get out the window. And I was like, God, whatever. And then I walked over to the clothes hamper, proceeded to flip the lid up, I guess, and just started pissing inside of all of our clothes in the hamper. And I just got yelled at like you would not believe.
Oh, well, I could believe. I could believe. Yeah. Brother, I've done that on so many occasions.
Luckily, yeah, in the apartment, you just kept peeing in the basket every night.
And in my bag, and again,
I thought they were your clothes.
I thought there was a leak in the closet. And I mean, I'm in there for like 10 minutes one day, just staring up at the ceiling trying to find the water stain. Because I'm like, dude, obviously there's a leak because my clothes have been wet two nights in a row. And luckily, on the third night, I came to as I was doing it. And I'm like, I am the leak. I have been peeing in my own laundry basket on my own clothes for three nights in a row.
I walked by the old apartment the other day. Came back from the doctor.
You're your own deep throat.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I swear to God, I went up to the doctor, came back. I walked that way just to walk by our apartment because the building beside that they tore down.
So our building is still there.
Vito's. But our building is still there.
Yeah, I can see it right now.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
So I go up, I open up the door. Because all I wanted to do was
still
smell
like cat pee.
It smells like cat pee.
Yep,
and that smell has not gone away.
It won't.
And that is 18 years ago. Mm. 19 years ago.
20.
Yeah.
I mean, it's when we got
literally
here.
20 years ago.
It's 20 years. It smells exactly the same.
I bet you if you had a time machine and went back 40 years, 20 years.
It's still the same.
Yeah, it would smell like cat pee 20 years before we got there.
I almost walked up the steps like, you know, I might as well just bang on the door. Hey, man, can I come in? I used to live here.
No.
Can we check out the place?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Are we okay?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.